There's this hymn that has been that I've been singing since yesterday, and it's like I'm hearing it for the first time, but it's an old hymn that I've been singing, but throughout yesterday till today, it's as if there is something so new or so amazing about the hymn. It's amazing, like every other hymn, but the way it keep reflecting in me and the way I keep singing it is like it's the only hymn that is that I know. So I just want to, we know it when we walk with the Lord. Praise the Lord. Trust and obey. Choir, please help me out because I don't have the voice. Amen. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory He shed on our way. When we do His good will, He abides with us still. And to all who will trust and obey, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Let's just take the chorus one more time. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Amen. There is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to do what? Trust and obey. The testimonies, the song, it leads us to one part. That is trust and obedience, which is the only way we can be happy as Christians in Christ Jesus. If you have your Bible with me, turn to 1 John. 1 John 2. We'll read from verse 15 to 17. I read, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever." Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for this morning. Here we are in your presence. We ask, O Lord, that you open our eyes and our hearts to sense the truth of your word. Father, we ask that you help us this morning to understand, to recognize, and receive the treasures of your scripture, that it might be well with our soul. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. This morning we are looking at the word, love not the world. Love not the world. Praise the Lord. We have been commanded. It is a command. Looking at the word there, world, and what it says concerning it, love not the world. The question is it possible for we to be in the world, have everything we have in the world, do all the things we are doing in the world, and yet not love the world? Is it possible? It is not possible. It can only be God. Praise the Lord. It is not possible. Because every day of our lives, inasmuch as you and me, we are concerned, inasmuch as the world is concerned, where we are, every day we go out, and we are going out for something. Whatever we do, that is somewhere we are heading to. In our hearts, we have what we think, our plans. We have plans. And to bring this plan to pass, we do so a lot of things to bring it to pass. And sometimes, most of these things we do take the whole of us, the whole of our time. Sometimes we don't rest in order to achieve a certain goal. All this we do here, it is in the world that we are doing it. And it comes to the area of looking for maybe food on the table or other things that we have in mind. What do we need? We need money. And this money don't fall from, it's not manna, it doesn't fall from heaven. We work for it to get it. And some go as far as doing things that are not supposed to do. Praise the Lord. There are some people that tell lies to gain favor, right? There are people that scheme to get what they want. There are people that, in short, like this part of the world that we are today, a lot is going on, a lot is happening. All because of what? Money. People go extra mile to make money. Like, sorry to say this, I do business with my Igbo brothers, and I know their mentality. Whatever happens, let's just get the money in whatever way it comes. Whatever way, all we just need is what? The money. And sometimes we hear some of us, it's a language that we use. I love money. Praise the Lord. I love money. But if I am not wrong, the Bible says in 1 Timothy 6:10, it said the love of money is what? The root of all evil. Amen. But yet we love money.
Is anybody here that don't like money? Praise the Lord. I like money. Praise God. Amen. We are getting there. So this is what John is trying to address. Praise the Lord. We need all these things. But the way and manner that we do what? That we go for it is what the Spirit is telling John to write about. Amen. Do not love the world. Now let's look at the world first. The word, world. You and I are in the world. And as much as we know, we have the human world. We have the created order. Praise the Lord. And all these things, God is the one that does what? That create them. Created the mountains, the valleys, the seas, and all of that. And he created you and me as humans. And now the Bible is saying, do not love the world. Now, which world is he talking about? That is the thing first thing we must understand. Which world is he referring to? Is it the human world? Is it the nature? Of all these things that God created. Going back to Genesis, the Bible says when God created all these things, at the end of the day, it was said, and God saw that it was what? It was good. And now it says, do not love the world. And now when it comes to you and me, as human beings, God created us. John 3:16, the Bible said, for God do what? So love the world. It's talking about you and me. Amen. So when we are looking at these two, the created order and the human, according to scripture, it is not what God is talking about. Because God can't create us and then says we should not love one another. In fact, the Bible says, love what? Your enemy. Praise the Lord. And do what? And do good to those that do what? Persecute you. Amen. And in the psalmist, the psalmist wrote about the God's creation, the beauty of his creation, and all the seas and everything that we see around us. How God has designed it. Praise the Lord. And God cannot do all these things and then tell us not to fall in love with it. Amen. So what is he talking about? Talking about the world here, it's not about, like I said, the human. What he's talking about is the world's system. Praise the Lord. The world's order. Amen. This order, the system that is in rebellion against God, the system that exalts man, that creates vertical category for man that puts one over another. Amen. Jesus, while he was with the disciples and while he was about to go to the cross in the book of John, prayed a prayer. He said, Father, I do not say that you should take them out from the world. But I say that you should do what? Keep them from the evil one. Praise the Lord. So it is the order of the evil one, the system of the evil one, that God is telling us not to do what? Not to love. And what is this system? What is this order? John further tells us the reason why we should not fall in love with the world. Because his system, let's first of all look at, like in the world today we have the political system, right? And all these systems. And if we want to talk about war, all these things are not made of what we cannot see. They are made of what we can see. And if we are saying we should not love the world, it's very easy to say, but it's very hard to do. And that's why I said it can only be God. Because what you and me can see every day, what we touch, what we feel, the desires we have, our mindset goes a long way. In achieving what we want, the desire we put towards that thing, like last week, somebody came to me and then asked me for a favor. And I said, this is what I can do. I can't do this, but this is what I can do. And he said to me, in all this thing you are doing, this is what you can do. It means you are not doing something. And I said, I don't understand. By the grace of God, by the strength that he has given me every day, I am trying my best. He said, your best is not enough. You need to upgrade. And I said, okay. Throw more light. What do you want? What kind of business do you want me to enter into? And he went as far as telling me that we need to go to somewhere and I need to bath. And the language is you bath soap. Praise the Lord. I said, I need to bath. I said, I don't understand. I took my bath this morning before I came to the shop. So what do you mean by I need to bath? Which bath again? Say, my friend, don't joke with me. This is serious. I was only kidding you when I asked you to give me that amount. I know you will not have it because this is your business. The way you're doing it, you're just doing it emptily. You don't have anything then. So, guy, you need to bath. And when I started talking about God, and I asked him, this mindset of yours that you need to bath before you make it, is that what God says? Say, hey, don't bring God into this one, because if you bring God into this one, you will fail. You will remain where you did. And I say, I would rather like to remain where I am than to keep God out of this one. Because by the grace of God, the life I'm living today, it is God that has given me this life. Whatever I'm doing today, it is by the mercy of God. And if I fall short of that mercy, my own is finished. You say, oh God, I don't want all this when I'm preaching. I'm telling you, are you interested or not? I said, I am not interested, but if there is something I want you to be interested in. Because as far as I know, making money is not something that one should kill himself for. Everybody wants money. Everybody needs money. But the level of which we go about it, it's totally what is not pleasing to God. There are some people, like Mommy was saying something this morning. He said we ought to do more like the men. We ought to do more in our families to encourage our children, our family, our loved ones, to bring them to church. Sometimes the effort we put in getting what we want, like now, a guy wants to buy, maybe he's planning to buy something, house furniture or every other thing. The effort you put in making sure that you get that money to buy that thing, or the effort we put in doing things that put food in our table, the effort we put in making sure that M's meet or we are comfortable, if we should apply that same effort in doing the things of God, we will have peace of mind. Praise the Lord. We will have peace of mind. We will not be having this headache of running there and there. Even when our hand cannot reach that thing, we are still striving. We are still, because our desire is there. We go extra mile to make sure we achieve that thing. Before I go away from our study or topic of this morning, let's take a look again at what we are talking about this morning. 1 John. Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. Hallelujah. For if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Amen. If anyone loves the world, if we are so much about what to eat, what to wear, or what we want to achieve at the end of the year, at the end of every day, at the end of the month, all these things will drive our attention away from God. Because we are not following it the right way. It's not like looking for money is wrong. It's not wrong. Bible says even a lazy man should not be given food, right? But everything has its procedure. God has his own way of doing things. And when he gives you a command and says, don't do this, he knows why he's telling you not to do it. Because he knows that that thing is not going to be good for you. And whatever he commands you to do, he knows that thing will be good for you. So when God commands, gives a command, he said, do not love the world. Jesus said, the world did not love me, and so they will not love you. So why are you in love with the world, the things of the world? Some of us like party more than church. Praise the Lord. It's good to party. Amen. But there are some people that will not go to church on Sunday because they want to do what? They want to party. And when you look at the party, like our Yoruba brothers, Owambe, praise the Lord. Sorry, they are ready to do anything just to party. Praise God. I had a friend sometime that he sold his Okada because he wants to party. And he was owing house rent. And when I asked him, he said, this life now only one. Praise the Lord. Partying is not bad. But the length we go. Making money is not bad. But the length of which we go. We have to make money. We have to feed our family. Our children have to go to school. We have to pay bills. house rent, school fees. But the Bible says we should do what? Let the Lord order your steps. Let it guide you. I did not come here to... I'm not a teacher. These are my teachers. I just come to share. Like some gave testimonies, that's what I'm here for, exhortation. So please, pardon me in whatever manner you see me speaking. But all I just want us to understand is, the Bible is telling us not to love the world, but to love the Father. Because if we love the world, he says the love of the Father is not in us. He's not telling us to create love. We can't create love for God. We can't. We love him because he does what? He loves us. So when we look at what Christ has done for us, the price he has paid for us, we have to obey the commandments of God. We have to trust him for whatever we need. We have to believe in him because he never fails. When we begin to sell our soul for what we want, what will be the end result of it? Like a young man came and introduced to me. Before he even started, I knew where he was going because I've heard a lot of things about him. He's only 25. But if you see where he's living, you will ask one question. We don't know how to get this money. Praise the Lord. If you see the house he's built, he has built. If you're somebody that is after all these things, you will be forced to ask him to show you the way. Praise the Lord. But that is not where we are heading to. Our riches are greater than that. We're heavenly riches. And everything you see in this world, even as a child is born, grows up, becomes a man, lives, and at the end of the day, dies. Everything you see in this world, the Bible says, shall do what? Shall pass away. That is the world system. And the reason why John says we should not love the world is because the world is opposed to the Father. And because the world is what? Passing away. Every system, every ways of the devil to make you love the world, because that is what the devil does. Sometimes it is not the devil don't cause us to sin. The devil don't cause us to sin. He only brings out things that you will fall in love with. Even the system don't cause you to sin. It is your desire, your mindset. Praise the Lord. That my brother Yubis owns a car. Should I suddenly wake up and say, I'm older than that man now. What's this? I need to have a car. And even the one that is more even better than that one that he can come out and bros and give me my respects. No. It's certainly going to lead you to something else. Because that is your mindset. That's what you have in mind. And that desire. Let's go to verse 16. Please, son, somebody just help me out. Verse 16 of 1 John.
Love not the world, love not the flesh, love not the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but
of the world.
All that is in the world. Praise the Lord. All that is in the world. The lusts of what? Of the flesh. The lusts of the eyes. All these things are what? Things we do what? Things we see. And that's why I said, we have never seen God. But you touch money. You see money, right? You see all these beauties, all these houses, all these cars. These are things we do. And these are things we see. And because we do, and because we see, and we do them, it's happening every day. What comes into our mind? That's how we want to be. That this man has become a millionaire. God has not yet made me to attend to that stage. And because I envy him and I want to be like him, what comes into my mind? Find all possible means, either by crook, to make sure that I do what? I be like him. That is the desire, the lusts. Now, looking at the book of Genesis, in Genesis 3, when Eve and the Satan in the Garden of Eden. Now, the Bible says that this tree was what? Good. Good for food. And he said it was what? Pleasant to the eye. Now, let's look at this. Eve was already having desire for that fruit before the temptation came. Probably the devil might have met him there, admiring the fruit, lust for it. It does through the question, did God ask you not to? And he trapped her. At the end of the day, what happened? She took of it and ate because she already had a desire. So it's all about our mindset. If I said I won't be part of what you are doing, knowing that what you are doing is not right, and no matter what you are achieving from out of that thing that you are doing, if I stand my ground and said I will not be part of it, there is no devil that will cause me to do what? To change my mind. Because I don't want to do it. Somebody that does not steal and the one that steals, can you persuade the man that does not steal to steal? It's not possible. Because his desire is not to steal. You might just come to him and tell him, this is what you get inside of these things. But right inside of him, his conscience will not be able to carry it. Now, we are just talking as humans first. Because in everything that we do, God is the one that does what? That guides us. God is the one that leads us. Bible says the steps of the righteous are what? Ordered by the Lord. As we trust him and as we obey him, he grants us his grace. The grace to do what? To overcome those things, those temptations, those desires that will cause us to lust after what we are not supposed to lust after. Jesus was saying, he said, if you look at a woman lustfully, you have done what?
I am a married man. And then I'm looking at maybe a young girl is passing. You're looking at that person. The adversary will help you. It will help you to do what? To accomplish that desire that you have in you. That's what he does. Because he knows you have that desire. So you will create a platform that will make it easy for you. Just to see you do what? Fall. But if the grace of God, by the grace of God, every day our eyes see these things. We hear of it, we see it, we feel it. And God gives us the grace to do what? To overcome it. And when we talk about love, you can't love two people permanently at the same time. You can't love God and you can't love the world at the same time. Praise the Lord. That's why the Bible says where we read this morning in Matthew 6. It says that we cannot serve two masters. You can't love God and devil permanently. No, it's not possible. You have to love one more than the other. And God is telling us not to love the world more than him. He owns us. He knows us. He knows our ability. He knows what we can do. And he's giving us this commandment to help us to make sure he will stay on his own path. That so that he can continue to guide us. Verse 16 says, we should not be lost to these things, the pride of life, all that we want. Pride, be humble. God hates pride. And in as much as he hates pride, if any of his child wants to be proud, he has to do what? Humble him. God has a way of humbling his children. He can humble in a very hard way. You will be humble if that grace is there. Praise the Lord. He hates pride. Because pride makes us long or desire for what we are not supposed to desire. In our government today, we see what and hear what is happening. Most of the people we see in government today is not because they don't have the money, but because they want to do what? To retain power. They want to keep staying there. They don't want to live there. Because all they want is what? Power. They have the money. But that power is what they don't want to go away from their hands. They want to remain there. And if you and me, as children of God, wants to live the lifestyle of the world. The Bible says that all these things will pass away. And those who desire this thing will also do what? Pass away with it. All his desires. If I desire everything I want in this life, is that I must get it in whatever way, whatever means that I must get it. I have to remember that as God has commanded me not to love the world and all that is in it, because the world is passing away, I have to also understand that as the world is passing away, I also will do what? Pass away. Brother, please help us read the last verse, verse 17. Praise the Lord. The world is passing away and its desires. But he who does what? The will of God abides forever. That is the promise of our God. That as you trust him, as you obey him, as you do his will, you will do what? Abide forever. This is the purpose why Christ came. This is the purpose, the essence of our salvation, to deliver us from this evil age, from this evil world, so that even as we are not of the world, but we are in the world, we will continue to live according to his own will and purpose. So that when we leave this world or when he comes, even as we are still here, because we never can tell, we will abide forever. We will live with him forever. We will continue to enjoy his grace, his goodness. There is no one of us here that have not experienced the goodness of God. No matter what you go through. If we have to tell our life stories, we go through a lot. But you still have the peace of God with you. And that's why the world envies you. That's why they want to bring you into their system. That's why they want to. I see a lot of things every day. Even in the ministry, even in the church, a lot of things is happening. Thank God for the grace that has brought us together. What I see in the church back then, I was loving it because I felt that was the way God wants it. We see today the church has become a business center. Husband and wife investments. Daddy Gio and Daddy Mommy. Where the husband will be prophet, and the wife will be prophetess. And at the end of the day, every activities ends at what? Money. Inasmuch as we need money, the gospel is not about money. The gospel is about your salvation. The gospel is about your soul. The gospel is about God's plan and purpose for your life. The gospel is about what God sent his son to do for you, to deliver you, to save you and me. To deliver us from his wrath. God is an all-loving God. And at the same time, the equal love that God has for you and me is the equal hatred that he has for the world. So if he loves us enough to tell us to stay away from the world and not to love the world, the love that God hates is the love of the world. God hates the love of the world, and we shouldn't love the world. Like I said, I just came to give my own exhortation as part of the special day. Praise God. But all I want us to know is this, and all I want us to understand is this. Everything in this world will pass away. And you and me,
that are standing strong in the Lord will abide forever. And everything that the world gives, everything that the world has to offer, will all do what? Pass away. No matter how rich you are today, one day you will die. No matter how poor you are today, one day you will die. And everyone will stand before what? Before the Lord. Poverty will not take you to heaven. Wealth will not take you to heaven. All that will take us to heaven is trusting in the Lord and obeying His will. May God help us this morning in Jesus' name.